I didn't need to use drugs because my bloodstream was manufacturing my own crystal meth. Workaholics Anonymous member. Fresh starts. There are so many benefits to living a more chill life. What better time to reevaluate and reset than January, the start of a new year with limitless possibilities? January is named for Janus, the Roman god of gates and doorways. There are many doorways and starting gates, and each of us begins from a different one, which raises the question, is it possible for you to be nowhere else except exactly where you are? Or do you compare yourself to others and whisper inside that you should be further along in constructing a more chill life? The important thing is for you to start the year from your own doorway. Nonstop working gets you lost in worry, stress, and anticipation, preventing you from seeing all of life's possibilities. Are you ready to admit that constant working has made your life a hot mess? That you are powerless over a whole host of factors and conditions? Are you ready to begin exploring from where you are to bring your life into greater balance with more time to chill? Are you willing to drop your judgments, expectations, and preconceived ideas and approach your life with fresh eyes? In Buddhism, this is called right mindfulness, waking up from a life on automatic and becoming fully aware of the present moment. What better time to start right mindfulness than with the beginner's mind, an expansive way of being in the world that opens you up to endless opportunities for your growth? Two back-to-back heads symbolize the Roman god Janus, signifying that he is looking backward and forward at the same time. In this chapter, you have a chance to look back on your life and see that overworking has made it unmanageable. Looking forward, you contemplate ways to begin anew and build your life foundation around what matters most to you and make it more manageable. You've become aware of what you have neglected and what needs attention for greater balance in the new year. Perhaps a faltering relationship, a healthier lifestyle, better work habits, a slower pace, or a generally more positive outlook. Construct your scaffolding. Your workaholic habits are like an old building that needs renovating to withstand future wear and tear. As you conduct the repair work, you need temporary scaffolding, a wood plank to stand on, and metal poles to lean on until your foundation is steady. Start by finding a quiet place to sit for 5 minutes. With eyes closed, silently ask yourself if you have sufficient structures in place to create fresh starts. A self-care plan, Workaholics Anonymous meetings, a counselor, daily meditations. If you haven't considered new scaffolding, contemplate what kind of support might bring you more balance in the new year. The strategies you start with, much like physical scaffolding, are incrementally removed as you develop stamina to sustain healthy work-life balance on your own. Embrace your flaws. If someone were to ask you to make a list of your character defects, the list might reach the front door. It's so easy for you to see your shortcomings, and so difficult to see your worth. When you tend to see tiny individual flaws instead of an overall gleaming surface, it makes any success look and feel like failure. Nothing truly beautiful is perfect. A flaw is the mark of being an imperfect human. Like all of us who are flawed, you're an imperfect human being doing the best you can, but understanding requires a shift in thinking. Ask yourself what you need to do to embrace your flaws.